The mitzvah back into the first pot that you have the sorin shel flour of the seller's there, and then wait until the morning. When it comes in the morning, do the kmitzah over again. Like you didn't shecht it, it's not dead. A mincha just the ma'isa kmitzah. So if you did it now at nighttime, true, it's puzzle, good, so it's not kosher. Just leave it over to the morning and make the kmitzah over again. Why does it say the kmitzah also you have to burn right away? That was his kasha. So my answer is, Utoni Lov Hu Amalor, he himself learned this kasha, and he himself gave it teretz, and he answered the chura, you have to say like this, that klisharis, Mikadishin afidush leibizmanay. And the locher of a kmitzer is, after the kohen takes the handful of the mincham, he takes and puts it into a klisharis, into a special keli that has a kdushas aguf on it. Now the locher is, anything you put into a klisharis becomes kodesh. And now the chiddush is, even though you're doing it leibizmanay, you're doing it at nighttime. At nighttime really is not the zman for this klisharis to mikadish the kmitzer, because at nighttime you're not supposed to do the kmitzer. So this was the havamina. The havamina was, since at night time it's not this man, the time to do it, no kedushas chal at all. So if no kedushas chal at all on this flour, on the kemitzah, put the kemitzah back into the original bowl and make a kemitzah in the morning. The Gemara Teretz says no. Since the kohen put this kemitzah into a klisharis, even though it's shleid this man, it's at night time, it's not the time to do it, still the kli is mekadashit. And once this gets a shem kedusha on it, mele becomes possible lina. If it stays overnight, you can't use it the next day. That's the luck of anything. Once it came into a klisharis, when it stays overnight, it gets a psulina. The only thing you're allowed to use for 2 days is the meat by a carbon shlomim. You're allowed to eat it for 2 days. It doesn't become nicer till the second day. But by menachis, if you it gets kedusha today, when it stays overnight, the next morning, it becomes nicer. Here also, if you put this kemitz into the klisharis at night, so when it comes the next morning, it becomes possible as a psul leader on it, and you have to burn it. That's why you're allowed to burn it. Some say, you're allowed to burn it right now, even the chiddush is. Let's see, Rashi. Who tani lo? Trashal ho mas nitzin. Vu amalo. Hai terutsa midaita. He gave this for Teres himself, that klisharis mekadishin shlevis manai. Vi ha koinet toyin matin kli. The lach of a kemitzer is, when the kohen takes the handful out of the original bowl of solis, he has to put this kmitza into a klisharis. Now, the chiv on shekidish ha-kmitz b'klid, once you put the kmitza into a kli, l'shem kmitz, you put it there, because you thought it was a kmitza, eina choyzel liyos tevel. It can't become any more tevel kemincha, like a regular mincha shlenik mitzah. V'yakorchei, meyachas shezeh korek kmitz, eina ina chevish rayim. Once this gets the shem kmitza on it, and you put it into a klisharis that has a kedusha on it, the locher is, it's called the kemitzah, and the rest of the flour is called the shirayim. It's like the leftover part of the kemitzah. Therefore, you can't use it over again to make a new kemitzah from it. It's like tevel. Before you make any kemitzah, it's like tevel. From this flour, there's a din to make a kemitzah. But once you've made a kemitzah once, it's chalav din kemitzah on the flour you took off, and the rest is called shirayim, the leftovers, and it can't be used again. That's the Gemara's teretz. Since you put it into a klisharis, even though it's shleid is man, it's not the right time, still the klisharis is mekadashit. Since you get the kedusha right now, erech nami, l'chura the din is, you're allowed to burn it right now. Yeah. For the Gemara Kasha, Meisi Vei, Zeh HaKlal, this is the cloud we learned in the Gemara in Temura, that kol ha-korov b'yoyim, any type of a korban, something you're supposed to bring in the daytime, is kiddush b'yoyim. It gets its kiddusha b'yoyim also. You put into a klisharis b'yoyim at daytime, that's the time when you could bring it. It's the klisharis is mekadashit. Trashi kol ha-korov b'yoyim. You're going ha-menochis, v'halavoyna, v'hadam, v'akteris. It's all the things you're supposed to do, but after by daytime, is alocha kiddush b'klisharis b'yoyim, v'yekadish kiddusha zagut. If you put the dam into a klisharis b'yoyim, or you put the mincha, the kemitzah, into a klisharis b'yoyim, at the daytime, since now's the time to bring it, the kli is mekadashit and gives it a kedusha saguf. Now the mincha becomes kodesh. What about the chol ha-korov b'layla? If you have something you're supposed to bring at nighttime, is a locha kiddush b'layla? Hu adin is mekadash b'layla? And the deeg is going to be something you're supposed to bring at daytime, the kiddush is only chal b'yoyim and not b'layla. The only time you have a kiddush b'layla is something could be brought b'layla. Mashenkin, something like before, the kemitzah that you're not allowed to do with layla, the chorot smashma, klisharis is not mekadashit. That's the near kashim we just got finished saying. He wanted answer, so if you make the kemitzah at night and put it into a klisharis, even though it's Shleibis Manoi, still the Kli Shoras is Mekadesh the Kemitza. And here it's Mashma now it says, Mashma clearly only something that's Karav B'yoyim, the Kiddush is B'yoyim, and not at night time. Only something that's Karav V'layla is the Kiddush V'layla. V'ayta V'chola Karav B'yim B'yoyim B'yoyim V'layla, we'll soon see what that is. If you ask something, it could be Maktir, the Haktaras Emurim, the Emurim of a carbon, you could burn it either by Yoyim or else by Laila. The Lachar is Chiddush B'yoyim 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 V'layla. Then the Kli Shoras could be Mekadeshit both by day and by night. So Marian Zolot Katani Mias, we learned that koponim, that kolakarav bayoyim, anything that the lochrid is supposed to only be brought at daytime, like a kemitza of a mincha, is kiddush bayoyim. And by daytime, if you put it into a kli sharis, the kli sharis is mekadeshit. So it's a diet bayoyim in, belayla lo. Only by daytime, the kiddush is chala, not by nighttime. So what do we say before? If you put the kemitza at nighttime into a kli sharis, the kli sharis is mekadeshit. That's Rashi, kolakarav balayla. Kegoin minchas nesochin, the yom amar or minchasa v'niskein afilu b'layla. A minchas nesochin, you brought a korban b'yoyim. The mincha you bring for that korban, that you could bring at layla. Just the minchas ma'al nedavam, you bring just the mincha by itself. That's only b'yoyim, not at layla. Kiddush b'kli sharis pishus aguf im nostan dem b'layla. Hence the mincha from nesochin, if you put it into a kli sharis at night time, the kli is mekadeshit. Kibas the kashy katoni miyis kol a korban b'yoyim kodesh b'yoyim. Av b'layla loy. Ain't a kaddish, it's not kaddish at all. So that's the kasha. How did you tell me before you put it at night time, there is a kedusha? So my answer is like this. Dilma, ain't a kaddish to korav. That's what the Gemara in Temura means to say. If you're something that's supposed to be korav by yom, if you put it at night time into klishar that has no kedusha, it doesn't mean there's no kedusha at all. It just means ain't a kaddish to korav. It doesn't get a real kedusha saguf to say you have a right now to put it on the mizbeach. Avul kaddish to posel. But it does get a kedusha, that now will be chala psu on it. When it stays overnight, there's a psu leaner on it. That's why we learned before, you have to burn it. If you made the kemitza at night time and put it into the kli sharis is mekadesh the kemitza, enough to say it became posel now, and you can't use it over again. That's why you have to burn it. Drashili kari is liyas kashili kari. True, if you put it in the kli at night, it's not mekadesh it to say you're allowed to be makter it now. You can't bring it. But now it has a kedusha on it that psulim could be chal on it. What? It's full yom. The lochri is something that has a kedusha aguf on it. If it's full yom, a person that went to the mikvah ready, but it didn't come heresh shemesh, if he touches it, it's still tummy. Over mechusik epurim, somebody has a chiyuv to bring a korban, even though he went to the mikvah and he had heresh shemesh, but kolzman he didn't bring his korban. The lochri is he could be metama this thing that became had a kedusha aguf on it. Im nagaboy. Uvi Yotzei, who then to take it outside the Beis Hamikdash becomes possible. Im Yotzei, Uvi Lina, who adin, anything that came into Kli Shoras that has a Kedusha Zaguf on it, if it stays overnight, it becomes possible. Im Lon, if it stays overnight, it's possible. The Zoo, now this Kemitza, Gam Hina Selot Belina. This Kemitza also, since you put it at night time into the Kli Shoras, so the Kli Shoras gave it a Kedusha, that I call upon him now, it's going to have a Psalina. If you leave it overnight and it comes the next morning, it's playing straight, so you have to burn it. Anytime something stood overnight, there comes the morning star, its postal has a psulina on it. So that's the chiddush of before. So this kemitza did at night time. If you put it into a klisharis, if the klisharis is mekadeshit, that it has a kedusha zaguf on it, negates a psul. That now when it comes the next morning, it's postal, and you can't use it over again, because it had a shem kemitza already. And it was a kemitza psul. That's why the dinner you have to burn it, you can't do anything else with it. You can't use it over again. Moser Rabzer, so Rabzer has a kash like this. Sidur es ha-lechem. If somebody puts the lechem on the shulchan, the 12 lechem upon him, that really is supposed to put it on Shabbos, the esabzich, in order to put the two plates with the lavener inside it, achra Shabbos. He didn't do it the way he was supposed to do it on Shabbos, but he did it on Sunday. His friend didn't have the lechem upon him ready by Shabbos, so they first put it on Sunday. And who I didn't then later, he wants to be master of Zichem on Shabbos, the lochr is psula, it's possible. Shrashi psula, why is it possible? Shle nisadra b'Shabbos. La'amad shom shivas yomim. Because they didn't put the lechem on the table on Shabbos to be there for 7 days. The way you're supposed to. So if you want to use it the next Shabbos, like if you makta the bezichim, if it came the next Shabbos and you burnt the bezichim, the lechem aponim is possible, because it didn't stay on the shulchan long enough. It's supposed to be on the shulchan 7 days, and you first put it on Sunday, it wasn't there 7 days. So that's the lechem, that's possible. So Mara says, Kate said Yasser, what should you do now in such a case that you first put the lechem aponim on the shulchan Sunday? When it comes next Shabbos, the locher is the yenichenel Shabbos abor. Don't take it off the next Shabbos, and don't be makta the bezichim, but just leave it there for another Shabbos. Sha'afilu ondo al ha'shulchan yom rabim ein bekachlun. The lechem can stay on the table a few days. Let it stay like a week and a half, kamat. And the second week, the second Shabbos, then you'll be able to be makta the bezichim, and then you'll be able to eat the shtei lechem. So Rashi ketzad yaseh. Let these lechem aponim now stay on the shulchan another week. And the next Shabbos, then you'll be marked at the bezichim, and then you'll be able to eat those shtei lechem, the lechem aponim. For the Markashah now, Yamai, why is this true? That you can let it say, Tiktosh v'tisol. The Chur, if you put it on the shulchan Sunday, so true, Sunday shloim is manoi. That's not the time to put the lechem aponim on the shulchan. You're supposed to put it on Shabbos. Shabbos it wasn't ready, so they first put it on Sunday. So it's shleid is manin. But I call upon him, just got finished telling me, if you put something in a klisharis, even though it's not the right time, still it gives it a kedushas aguf, and it should become posel after the time. So the tifsol, the Rashi says, tiktosh v'tifsol, kivun the klisharis, mikadashin shleid is manin, lifsol, let the lechem upon him become posel, v'yikadash al shochan as a lechem, me'echad b'shabbos. When you put the lechem on the shulchan Sunday, on Sunday the shulchan is mekadesh the lechem upon him. Lifso b'siddur shleiv es manoi, then now it becomes posel because you're making a siddur shleiv es manoi. That's the kasha. How could you tell me you're allowed to leave the lechem on the shulchan for another full week and use it the next Shabbos? The chort should be posel. You're making the shleiv es manoi, it should be posel. On my Rava said, man the kamoisev shapa kamoisev. The one that asked the kasha, you should know, asked a very good kasha. This is a very good kasha. The avuad ravavin nami masdisin kumer. Like the kasha also is sent over from a brisa. It's not just time as asking a kasha like this. It's a very good kasha. Like Rashi says, Omar Rova, hi the kumoisa shapa kumoisa. The avuad ravavin, the moisvale minei, lav shmaita to the amur omer. He's not only asking the question what he heard over from the amuroyim, for some from the Gemara, the name of the Yisusa, like the essence from a kasha, like you say that's wrong. He's learning it from a braisa, from Tanoyim. Therefore, we have to really think and give a very good eretz here. He shouldn't have a steer on braises. And he also gave a teretz. He asked a very good kasha, and he also gave a teretz to this. And ochi, ksava tana devud ravavin, lada lehevich soren zman, on the city Gemara. So he answers, uksava, the teretz is like this, lailo ein mechusa zman. Laila is not called missing time. Mashenken yoy mechusas man. Mashenken daytime, if you're missing a whole day, too late, too early, that's called mechusas man, then there's no kedusha chal. So again, what was the kasha? The kasha was, we had before, if you do the kemitz at night time, it's not kosher to do it at night, but still, if you put it into the klisharis is mekadesh the kemitza, that it has a psalina on it now, even though it's shleid is manai. So the kasher is, how come if you put the lechem upon him on the shulchan Sunday, since we're shleid is manoi, why don't we say the shulchan is mekadesh the lechem today, and when it comes next Shabbos, like the shleid is manoi, it should become posel. And we say, not like that. You're allowed to leave the lechem upon him on the shulchan another full week. So you see, when you first put it on the shulchan Sunday, it had no kedush at all from the shulchan. So shalom is, why wasn't the shulchan on Sunday being mekadesh the lechem, just like the klisharis is mekadesh the kemitza at night time? So teretz is a chilek between day and night. At night time of the pshat, it's the same 24 hours. Like you're making a kmitza tonight. Now tomorrow, in the morning, tomorrow about whole daytime, it's kosher to make the kmitza. So really it's now the beginning of tomorrow. There's some chzorin, it's not yom, it's laila. That's like lav mechusas man. When it came the day already, today's Tuesday already, it came today, so since on Tuesday you could bring the kemitza, just nighttime you can't, so nighttime is not considered like a mechusas man. It's called right now the klisharis could be mekadashit, because it's holding by the right day, it's just too early in the day, it's not the morning yet, it's only the night. Therefore you put it at night into the klisharis is mekadashit. Mashenken here by the shulchan, the right time to put lechem upon him on the shulchan is only on Shabbos. So if you did it on Sunday, you did it way too late. And the next time when you're supposed to do it is first next Shabbos. So since you put it like 5 days too early, that's really called mechusas man. It's like not the right time at all to put lechem aparim on the shulchan today. It's not only missing the time between night and day, it's b'chlal the wrong day. So therefore the klisheros is not mekadesh it at all. Therefore the lechem aparim did not become posel. Therefore we're allowed to leave it there the next Shabbos for another full week and it'll still be kosher. That was the teretz again. That sova laila ein mechusas man. Sam is the night time of tomorrow. It's not called missing time. So right now is the right day. Therefore the klisheros is mekadesh it. Ma'ashen ken yoyim mechusas man. But yoyim is a big mechusas man. The Rashi says, "Lida lehevich sorens man hoyu bihoyis to really kaddish b'klishor shachris hilka klishoras mekaddish and akemis v'layla." Since it's the night of that day, and that day you could bring the kemitza, so it's called the day that came already. And the klishoras is mekaddish even at night. Al v'yoyim mechusas man dover shein zman ha'yoyim. B'chlal, it's not the daytime. Today is not the right day to put the lechem on the shulchan. Ad mocha, you have to wait till Shabbos. V'rehu mechusas man yoyim sholim. You're missing a long time yet. Have ichsaron zman. To kol shein zeh shein zman lekadosh ad yoyim haShabbos. For sure, here if you put the lechem on Sunday, the time to be mekadosh the lechem is first next Shabbos. So for sure, it's way too early now. Therefore, the klisharis is not mekadosh the shulchan is not mekadosh the lechem at all. Good. For the Gemara Kasha Koponin of the Kimat beShimsho, when it comes like Bein Hashemoshes on Friday night and Shabbos, Tiktosh veTivsel. When it comes Friday night, now it's on the shulchan and it's on the shulchan the wrong time. Because really you're supposed to put the new lechem upon him Shabbos by day. Hey, Shabbos in the morning, first they take off last week's lechem upon him, and then they put on the new one. That's the time. So now you put it on Friday night, l'chur et shloid is manoi, but I call upon him Friday night is Shabbos already. So it's the day to put it in. So the shulchan should be mekadesh to lechem at night, and it should become psul leaner overnight. So how come you say you're allowed to leave it till next Shabbos? Why isn't it possible Friday night? Hey, dish, let me tell me you put it on the shulchan Thursday or Wednesday, it's way too early. It's not the right day at all for Kedusha, no Kedusha Schal. But now that the Lechem is on the Shulchan Friday night, which is the day to put it on, just as too early, it's at night time, so now it's like the Kemitza, that you put into the Klisheros at night, that it should become possible. So one Teretz is empty Gemara Ravina, Shekodem V'Solku, Enechanami. We're talking about now, when it came Friday night, you would ask to the Lechem upon him off the Shulchan, and you're first putting it back again, Shabbos by day. So that's why it's kosher. Then Echnami, if it would be on the shulchan Friday night, that's called the day when it should be there, but it's shleid is manoi, it would have become possible. Mazut Ravi Tamer Rav Ashi Yama, no. Afilu Tamer b'shloi kodam. The silkoi, even if you did not take off the lechem was on the shulchan the whole week, and Friday night also. Of the kivon shesidra shloi kimitzvosai. When did you put the shulchan on the table? You put the lechem on the shulchan Sunday. That was shleid is manoi. That's called Nase Kemoshe Sidre Hakuf. It's as if a monkey put it on the shulchan. In other words, Bechlawan has no Kedusha. A Klisheros is only Mikadosh if the person puts it there, Al Manas to make it Kaddish. So even though it's Shloid is Manoi, we're saying if you put it at night time, since the next day is Roy for Kedusha, it's considered you put it into Klisheros to get Kedusha. And then it's Mikadosh. But here, the time you put it, it was Sunday. That's not the right day at all. So when you put it there, it didn't get any Kedusha. The kasher is when it comes Friday night. That's the day when it should get Kedusha. Let it be Kaddish at night and become possible overnight. But there it says, since you didn't put it on the shulchan Friday night, it was there by itself, like from before, it's like a kuf, like a monkey put it there, and it doesn't get Kedusha at all. And Rashi says, Nasek Kimoi Shesidra Kuf, Shalai Mi Daite, without your das. When did you put the lechem on the shulchan? Way before Shabbos. Bishar shul mechusas man. On Sunday, Monday, it wasn't the right time. No kedusha was chal yet. So meilad lo domi lo koymit. It's not domi to the mincha before. Shenik mitz palaylo. There you make the kmitz at night time. V'lechem shenisade b'leil Shabbos. The lav mechusas man. It's not a mechusas man. Yeah. Well, that's a teretz. So meilad, that was his teretz. That the shulchan is not mekadesh to lechem when you put it there, because it was way before Shabbos. I, when it comes Friday night, it's there by itself, it's not mekadesh at all. Mashenken, if you put the kemitz into klisheros at night, since nighttime is not mechusas man, the day, it's that day, you're just missing a few hours, so since you put it into klisheros right now, kedusha is chal there, and that's why it becomes psul lina, so you have to burn it. Right, is that a klal? Now the Mishnah says another klal, the migdash. That the Lachu Rishka says what? That when a Kohen any time in the Beis Hamikdash when he was meisach hasraglav, he had to go and he made gedolim. The locher is after he has to have a tefillah. He has to go to the mikvah. The chol hamato mayim, if you just don't let out water, then turn kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. You don't have to go to the mikvah. He just has to have another kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. This is not dafka the kohen gadol. This is by any kohen that's doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. When he has to go to the Beis Hakiseh, if it's for gedolim, he has to go to the mikvah. And if it's for just for mayim, he has to just kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Samura says, Bishleim raglayim, if he's matome raglayim, we understand why he has, no, Bishleim raglayim, we understand why he has to wash off his feet. Hey, so we only let out water, so the Mishnah says what? He has to wash your daim raglayim. So Bishleim, he has to wash his feet, we understand, Mishun litzvaitzos, because something that spritz from the my raglayim spritzes on his body, on his feet. So you want to wash it off, that's why he has to wash his feet. Elo yadayim my taima. What's the reason why do you have to wash your hands also? Is Omar Rabbah says, Zoysimers, from here we see, mitzvah l'shafshes.